Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim, there's a lawsuit that you all have planned against the New York State Thruway Authority because of the cashless tolling at the Grand Island bridges. Can you give us an overview as to what you all are seeking?
Sure. So I represent three Western New Yorkers who have had really bad problems with the Grand Island toll since it went cashless. And what we found is that people are being charged a $50 per toll violation on a $1 toll. And oftentimes they don't even receive the initial bills, so they don't have a chance to avoid this very excessive late fee. So we're doing two things. We're asking the court to find that that fee is just excessive. A $50 fine on a $1 toll is excessive. And we're also asking the court to make the Thruway Authority implement a system for people to dispute the imposition of these fines, so that if they do get caught up in this system, that at least they can say, hey, I never got the bill, or maybe there's another reason why they shouldn't have to pay the fine.
What's been New York State's response to what you all have said?
So initially, when we filed the lawsuit, New York State said everyone gets the notices. You know, all these notices go out. There's multiple notices before the fines have gone in. But recently, I saw that they, in response to a story that I believe it was on Channel 4, they made a comment that, well, even if you don't get the notice, it's your responsibility to call in and figure out what your bill is. So they seem to be at least acknowledging with that statement that there is some problem in getting the notice.
So what would you think that customers out there should do? I know you're advocating on behalf of a few of them, but I mean, if there's notices that they get in the mail, if they have to call them, if there's ever a dispute, you know, what other avenues should they take, I guess?
Well, they're in a really bad spot because, you know, people aren't getting – you can't obviously pay a bill if you don't get the notice. But there's also problems with the website to pay online. And there's problems I've heard from countless Western New Yorkers about problems with the customer service on the phone. You know, people being told they can't make a payment. The toll hasn't uploaded to their system yet. The online system being down. So a lot of people are just caught between a rock and a hard place. I've met with some people who wanted to pay their tolls, were going online, were calling them saying, hey, I never got a bill. And then they finally get one, and it's got the $50 per toll late fee already added up. And, you know, now they owe hundreds or thousands of dollars.
Well, the Thruway Authority on Wednesday afternoon is scheduled to hold an outreach event. Just so you know, we're going to be airing our story on Thursday morning, so that outreach event will have already finished. What do you hope that they accomplish there? I mean, if obviously you have a lot of frustrations and a lot of your clients have frustrations over the tolls that they received, is it just about communicating how they can go about paying their disputes?
Well, I kind of view it as a PR event. You know, the problems with the system run deep. You know, there's a huge backlog of unprocessed tolls. The New York Thruway Authority knows that its contract or conduit has had problems, and not only in this state, but in other states. So there's a deep-seated problem with the system, and I don't think that, you know, a PR event to explain anything is going to help. What they need to do is they need to take action to provide relief to people who are caught up in the system. You know, it's not I don't think it's an issue of public knowledge. I think it's more an issue of their system is broken and it's, you know, catching people in their web and they need to stop doing that.
Well, this broken system that you're talking about, there's also talks for it to expand over to the Williamsville tolls, possibly the Lackawanna tolls, and then statewide, I believe, within the next couple of years. I think that's what they've told us in the past. Do you think that they'll remedy this problem before the expansion happens?
No, I don't think they will, because if you look what happened here, you know, cashless tolling was around in New York City before we had it here on the Grand Island Bridge. And there's the same problems down in New York City. There's actually also a very similar lawsuit to my lawsuit that was filed a year ago in New York City because of the cashless toll problems that they had. And so then they bring it to Grand Island, and we have the same problems. And now, you know, they're going to expand it on an even bigger scale. There's really no reason to think they're going to do that competently.
What have you seen from other states? I know Massachusetts has cashless tolling along their thruway. Have you heard of any problems there just through your research?
Yeah, so in the state of Florida, and now Florida has the same private contractor that New York does, this company called Conduent. They've actually had to suspend the collection of any fines because they've acknowledged that there's just widespread problems with Conduent's billing practices. Similar things have happened in Texas. Basically, everywhere that Conduent has been, they've had problems managing the toll system, and I don't know why the state of New York brought them in the first place, and why they aren't taking action to correct their errors.
You said you have three. You're representing three people in
yes.
Grand Island. What are their toll fine situation looking like?
So they range from a couple $100 to over $1,000. But since I filed the lawsuit, it's generated some publicity, and I've met with over 40 people. Have come into my office, and I've just talked with them about their story. And I've met people who have fines, you know, over $7,000, who really aren't bad people. You know, they're not just intentionally trying to evade the tolls. You know, they just got caught up in this crazy system, and you know, before they realize what happened, you know, they owe thousands of dollars
over a $1 toll.
Yes,
unless you know $2, $3.
Well, you know, you go over the toll for work in a month. You may go over 100 times, you know, 50, you know, times. If you live in Grand Island, you may use the bridge a lot. So, you know, 1 month you don't receive the bill, that could have 50 tolls on it. And then by the time you get the bill and it's got the $50 per toll already added on, you know, you could see how this could add up quickly.
One of the TV stations, and I'm taking out my phone just to confirm, I believe it was Channel 7. Yes, it was Channel 7. It talked about your lawsuit that you have against New York State, but I believe New York State also wasn't served. In response to the lawsuit, the New York State Thruway Authority says they have not been served at this time. Now, that was a month ago.
Yeah.
Have they since been served, to your knowledge?
They have been served. So what happens when you file a lawsuit? You file the lawsuit, but that doesn't mean that you serve it. Once you file it, the court issues you a summons, and then you can go serve them, and that's what happens. So when they talked to me, that was the day I filed the lawsuit. And so, yeah, the state, its contractors, and its private debt collector have all been served at this point.
Where is this at in the legal process right now?
So they have until about the end of the month to issue some sort of response, either answer the lawsuit or, you know, file some sort of motion if they want to dismiss the lawsuit or whatever. But, yeah, the ball's in their court. We filed and served the complaint. Now it's their turn to respond to the lawsuit.
How far do you think this goes?
It's really hard to say. I'm sure they're going to defend this vigorously because, you know, they haven't really admitted any fault publicly, so I doubt they're going to do that in the litigation process. I anticipate they're going to vigorously defend the lawsuit, and if that's the case, unfortunately, it could take quite a long time.
Anything else you think people ought to know about what's going on with the cashless tolling, your clients, or what you're doing here?
Yeah, so if you're having a problem with the cashless tolling system, I'd be happy to talk with you and get your story and maybe submit it to the court as part of my lawsuit. It will help everyone out. You can give our office a call. This is the Law Office, Kenneth Hiller, at 716-564-3288, and we'll make a free appointment for me to just meet with you and kind of get your story as a witness to this lawsuit.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.